the content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, friends. This is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Money.com and also continuing our readings from our book, Money Hacks, by Lisa Rowan. Our first article from Money.com, This Money Checklist Will Help You Crush 2024. What do you hope to accomplish in 2024? Do you want to lose weight, land your dream job? Are you hoping to fly to Europe to see Taylor Swift's Eras Tour or finally start to get better with money? We might not be able to help you with the first few. Taylor, please call us back. But that last one is absolutely achievable. Whether your financial goals for 2024 include saving more or spending less, investing smarter or paying off your loans faster, money has resources to help you do it. Our editorial staff has interviewed experts and compiled their best money tips into an easy checklist for the new year. Making these 10 money moves will put you in a perfect position to crush 2024. Are you ready for it? First up, pay off holiday shopping debt. The average credit card interest rate is over 22%, which means it's particularly painful to carry a balance from month to month right now. Make it a priority to quickly pay off that credit card debt you've racked up buying Christmas gifts, plane tickets, and, okay, maybe a champagne bottle or five. Try the avalanche method. Negotiate with your lender or look into a personal loan. And don't forget, you can always ask an accredited credit counselor for help if you need it. Next, actually keep your financial New Year's resolutions. Vague vows that you'll save more money this year are tired and ineffective. This year, mix it up. Make financial New Year's resolutions you can actually stick to. Avoid pitfalls like attempting to overachieve, going it alone, and giving up when you're inevitably stumble. Changing your financial habits takes time, but every day and every cent is a drop in the bucket. It doesn't feel big on a month-to-month basis, says Stephanie Bucco, co-founder of the Los Angeles-based Mana Financial Life Design. But when you look back over a year, it's pretty incredible what you can do. Protect your identity from AI-equipped scammers. As AI technology has rapidly evolved, so have scammers. Identity thieves are leaving old tricks like brute force hacking in the past and instead are weaponizing social media and using tools like ChatGPT to write malicious phishing messages that purport to be from government officials. Don't fall prey to these schemes. It's not enough to just skim an email for typos and call it a day. You need to keep your personal data close to the chest. Pull your credit report regularly and verify that relative you think you're talking to online is actually them. Get a hold on the housing market. Nobody can predict exactly what's going to happen with the housing market this year, but most experts agree on one thing. It'll certainly be better than 2023. With the Fed backing off its once frantic pace of rate hikes and probably even slashing them, mortgage rates should fall. Home sales are set to rebound, and inventory could bounce back as well. We might even see slight improvements to housing affordability, which is good news for buyers and sellers alike. Ask your boss for a raise and actually get it. Our no-nonsense guide to asking for a raise in 2024 includes advice on when to schedule the meeting, what to bring, spoiler, you need a brag book, and how much you should ask for. The conversation doesn't have to be awkward, but it does require a bit of elbow grease. It's crucial that you come prepared. We are talking about money, says Trammell D. Jones, a career coach based in San Antonio, Texas. It's not just going to show up out of nowhere. And invest with an eye on the Federal Reserve. After enacting a rash of rate hikes to curb runaway inflation in 2022 and 2023, the central bank has paused to consider next steps. Investors will be paying close attention to whether the U.S. economy achieves a soft or a hard landing. Experts predict that lingering concerns about a potential recession, what happens with the job market, the performance of tech stocks, and the upcoming presidential election are set to dominate the conversation among investors in 2024. Consider buying an electric vehicle with help from the IRS. If you've been meaning to trade in your gas-powered car for a sleek electric vehicle, 2024 may be the year to do it. EV dealers are offering large discounts to move inventory right now, and familiar auto brands like Honda, Volvo, and Volkswagen are rolling out new EV models. A key part of the EV tax credit is changing so that drivers can get money to buy an EV up front at the dealership, rather than having to wait until they file taxes. Compelling? Right. It's really hard to say no to a $7,500 discount, says Edmunds Consumer Insights analyst Joseph Yoon. It's free money, and if you can take it, you should take it. Start your taxes well before tax day. Though the IRS hasn't begun formally accepting 2023 income tax returns yet, there are lots of good reasons to file early. Chief among them is the fact that the sooner you file, the sooner you get your refund. Sorry, Uncle Sam. In fact, you can and should knock out several tax-related tasks before April, including contributing to your IRA before the deadline, requesting an IP PIN, and pulling together all your tax paperwork. Doing some prep work now will make tax season a lot less painful later on. And figure out what's going on with your student loans. Between the Supreme Court's decision on student loan forgiveness and payments resuming in October last year was an eventful one for people with student debt. But 2024 has a slew of its own important student loan dates. This year, we'll see the rollout of a work perk that lets employers match employee student loan payments and deposit the money into a retirement account. President Joe Biden's Save Income-Driven Repayment Plan is scheduled to expand its benefits in July, and the, quote, on-ramp shielding borrowers from consequences for missed payments is set to expire in September. So mark your calendar. And take advantage of a new retirement law. A handful of provisions outlined in the 2022 Secure 2.0 Act are kicking in this year and providing much-needed leeway for America's retirement savers. You may be eligible for automatic 401k enrollment, penalty-free hardship withdrawals, or even a pension-linked emergency savings account. And more changes are to come. We're in an era where retirement planning falls on the individual. Financial advisor Lee Tian Dong says, the new rules will make retirement savings contributions and distributions more flexible. And moving to our next article from Money.com is titled, What's Next for Mortgage Rates? Zillow expert says 2024 could be a turning point. Last year ended on a positive note for many home buyers. After briefly flirting with 8% in October, mortgage rates had dropped by more than one percentage point by the end of December, prompting a small housing market revival and hopes for an even bigger comeback in 2024. The turnabout has everything to do with interest rates. Current mortgage rates have dropped from 7.79% to 6.62% over the past 2 months, a significant change over a relatively short time period. And amid economic growth and gains in the fight against inflation, most industry analysts look forward to continued improvement. But we shouldn't necessarily expect rates to sustain that fast rate of decline. Olson points out that the current slide started due to the government's decision to sell fewer Treasury bonds on the market, which pushed the price up from the yield on the bonds down, taking mortgage rates down as well. So we got this lovely surprise that helped the 10-year Treasury fall, and we're not at 8% anymore, says Olson, who spoke to Money in late November. As the economy continues to slowly settle and the Federal Reserve holds off on further rate hikes, she adds, that slope of improvement will be more gradual. In other words, we shouldn't expect mortgage rates to return to the record lows of the pandemic years unless something drastic and unpredictable happens. But lower rates are already impacting would-be buyers. Monthly payments had dropped by several hundred dollars as a result, and are easing the affordability crunch many aspiring home buyers feel. Home sellers are also benefiting from the improved rate environment. The key words for homeowners last year were, quote, the locked-in effect. People who bought a home with a 3% or 4% rate weren't willing to sell, and buying a new one at 7 or 8% wasn't very feasible. And to be clear, many who bought at those ultra-low rates still remain firmly locked in. But some sellers who bought at slightly higher rates may now realize that rates won't get near pandemic lows again, and they're readjusting their rate expectation when it comes to feeling comfortable about selling. What we're seeing is that what they consider a low enough rate is increasing because our expectation of getting back to low rates is shedding, says Olson. If we don't expect to get back to 5%, a rate of 6% looks okay. It's like, what are you waiting for? The change in seller attitude is already being seen in small increases in new home listings over the past few months, which bodes well for a market that has been inventory deprived for years. This turning point of a year could be quite positive if current rates and listing trends hold. And our next article, also from Money.com, is regarding health insurance. Health insurance and medical costs are set to surge again in 2024. As open enrollment season officially comes to an end, folks with private health insurance, especially through their job, could be in for some sticker shock. Costs for workplace health plans in 2024 are expected to spike over 6%, according to recent surveys from consulting firms Mercer and Willis Towers Watson. A jump of that size amounts to one of the biggest increases in a decade, and follows a major increase in healthcare costs in 2023. Mercer's survey found that health plan costs could jump by 6.6% this year, assuming employers make no cost-cutting changes to their current plans. And even if they do take steps to cut costs, the increase is expected to be 5.4% on average, similarly in survey results shared with Money in September. WTW found that health insurance costs are expected to rise between 6% and 6.4%. According to Mercer, typical annual price increases have hovered between 3% and 4% for more than a decade, making 2024's estimated hikes particularly steep. The expected price increase compounds with a nasty 7% jump in health care costs that employees already faced in 2023, according to a separate measure by the nonprofit Kaiser Family Foundation. And inflation has finally caught up to health insurance. Perhaps surprisingly, private health insurance is one area inflation has yet to fully reach. In fact, data from the Labor Department puts health insurance costs in a period of deflation, meaning that prices have gone down. For the year ending in December 2023, overall health insurance cost fell 27%, even as the cost of prescription drugs and other medical supplies jumped. Why the disconnect? Experts say that hospitals and other healthcare providers have been dealing with elevated prices all along, but those price increases didn't immediately seep through to health insurance because financial contracts are often negotiated every few years. Now private insurance prices are finally catching up. What's more, those underlying medical costs are primed to keep rising. A separate report by WTW released in November found that insurers said they expect medical costs to increase by about 9% in the U.S. this year. Insurers cited foregone preventive care throughout the pandemic, expensive new drugs, and overtreatment by providers as reasons for the upward march. The outlook for 2024 health insurance prices. After seeing double-digit price increases on all kinds of products in recent years, shell-shocked consumers might not think a 6.5% price hike sounds all that bad. But health insurance plans tend to be extremely expensive. On average, they cost about $8,500 for singles and $24,000 for families, according to KFF. Assuming the projections are accurate, that means the cost of those health plans will jump this year by about $550 and $1,500, respectively. The good news is that, in theory, you won't have to foot the entire increase yourself. Employers typically split the cost of health insurance with their employees, with a portion of the cost deducted from each paycheck in the form of a premium. Exactly how much of this overall increase in costs for health plans will come out of your pocket depends on how your employer plans on dealing with the elevated prices. Additionally, employers' size tends to play a major role in how much a company contributes to the worker's health plan, KFF says. In 2023, KFF found that employers generally covered 83% of the cost of annual premiums for singles, leaving 17% to their workers. For family coverage, employers covered less at 71%. However, workers at companies with fewer than 200 employees typically had to spend more out of pocket. For family plans, as an example, small companies typically paid only 62% of the premium. Other factors such as industry, region, and the type of health plan may also play a part in how much you're ultimately on the hook for. Across the board, though, you can prepare to pay more for health coverage this year. And our next article, Money.com, is titled, Loud Budgeting is the First Viral Money Trend of 2024. But does it work? Remember the quiet luxury trend? Thanks in part to the Vibe Session. It was big in 2023. Perhaps best showcased by Succession and the Gwyneth Paltrow trial, quiet luxury centered around showing off one's wealth. And now, according to social media users, it's totally passé. On 2024 In-N-Out list, quiet luxury has been replaced by, quote, loud budgeting, a new concept in which you make your frugal mindset obvious. It's not I don't have enough, it's I don't want to spend. Creator Lucas Battle put it on a TikTok video with over 1.4 million views. Or as he said in another clip, it's, sorry I can't go out to dinner, I've got only $7 a day to live on. The term is spreading quickly across the internet, but could it actually work as a money savings technique? Julie O'Brien, Senior Vice President and Head of Behavioral Science at U.S. Bank, says that loud budgeting can make people feel less alone and more empowered, especially in a world where social media can amplify one's desire to keep up with the Joneses. They are saying there is no shame and guilt in their financial situation, O'Brien says. They are just saying out loud their healthy management of their money is something they value more than consumption and the curated, unrealistic ideals they see portrayed. As Brian Ford, a Northwestern Mutual Wealth Management advisor, points out, young people are facing hurdles like the recent return of the student loan payments, lingering effects of record inflation, and high interest rates. It makes sense, then, that they would want to spend meaningfully, prioritizing their financial well-being over something like a handbag or coat, he says. The sheer fact that people are thinking critically about their spending is a huge step. So is publicly discussing it. Talking about money is somewhat awkward, but loud budgeting encourages you to embrace it. This, too, has a perk. Like with regular New Year's resolutions, telling others about your commitment to saving money can increase accountability, making it more likely you'll follow through. Many people can identify with having to prioritize essentials like food and housing over disposable expenses, and loud budgeting is giving people a community where making those difficult but responsible choices can be celebrated, Ford says. Although vowing to be obnoxiously cheap in 2024 definitely has merits, it comes with downsides. Ben Markley, a personal finance educator and content creator for YNAB, gives the example of turning down a request from a friend to get drinks at a local bar. Maybe you'll save a few bucks, but you risk alienating your friend and denying yourself some much-needed personal connection. Broadly, being like anything that sounds expensive, I'm just going to say no to, isn't quite the right approach here, Markley says. Instead of blindly following the loud budgeting trend, he suggests using it as an opportunity to make sure your spending and savings habits are aligned with your goals. Using an app, spreadsheet, or even just a note on your phone, write out what you're hoping to accomplish, how much you think it'll cost, and how you plan to afford it. That way, the next time a friend asks you to drinks, you can make an informed decision. That empowers you to say, I'd like to do that, but I really want to go to Colorado next summer, or I really want to get these student loans paid off, he adds. It also empowers you to say, actually, yeah, I decided this was important to me. I made space for it with my money, and so now I can say yes with confidence. And as we wrap up our episode today, we will continue readings from our book, Money Hacks, which are ways to decrease spending, increase savings, and make your money work for you. This book is written by Lisa Rowan. And we will continue our readings with hack number 127. Track down your student loans. Having a hard time getting organized so that you can pay off your student loans? The first step is to track down all those loans along with other financial aid rewards you may have received over the years. If you can't find the paperwork or emails for all your aid packages, visit the National Student Loan Data Center at studentaid.gov. You'll be able to see all the federal financial aid you've received and the terms for each loan. You'll need your federal student aid or FSA ID to log in and see the status for each of those loans. This review can help you formulate a plan for approaching your repayment or help you decide if refinancing your loans is an option for you. And looking at money hack number 128, never skip a payment. If you routinely make payments larger than the minimum for a loan with a fixed term, you'll probably end up with a billing statement that says there's no payment due. It's confusing because you know you still owe money, so why doesn't the lender want you to pay that money? This is actually a courtesy. The lender is showing you that you're caught up, and you've essentially bought yourself some time. If you take that grace period you created for yourself, you'll lose all the momentum you've created by scheduling substantial payments. Even if a loan with a balance says there's no payment due, continue to make your planned monthly payments to keep chipping away at that debt. Just because your debt has a fixed term of a set number of months or years doesn't mean you can't pay it off early and enjoy your freedom from the debt. Money hack number 129, never let your student loans default. No one wants to get behind on their bills, but your student loans should take priority. If you find yourself struggling to make ends meet, if your federal student loans go unpaid for 270 days, about 9 months, they'll enter into default. The consequences of letting your loans go this long is that you could lose your eligibility for some federal repayment programs, and you could be sued or taken to collections. The federal government can even garnish your wages or take your tax refunds until you're caught up. If you're nearing the 9-month mark on a student loan that has fallen behind, make a payment as soon as you can to avoid going into default. Even if you can't come current on what you owe, making a payment shows your intent to get caught up. Call your lender and explain your situation to them. They may be able to put you in a payment plan that fits your circumstances better, or even help to pause your loan payments through deferred payment or forbearance. And we are out of time for today's episode of Money Matters. Thank you for joining us, and please be sure to join us again next time. On behalf of the North Carolina Reading Service, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving our community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Money Matters is available also as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.